You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Tuesday, July 23rd. We're talking about everything today, from another new immigration rule to the largest settlement for a data breach ever. Plus Microsoft's big bet, Apple's updates, and glow-in-the-dark sharks. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Starting today, the Trump administration is changing the rules so it can fast-track deportations. The change from the Department of Homeland Security means hundreds of thousands of people could be sent out of the U.S. without an immigration hearing first. NBC News says the change affects undocumented immigrants anywhere in the U.S. who have been in the country less than 2 years. Keep in mind, this so-called expedited removal has been around for more than 2 decades, but until now, it only applied to people who were arrested within 100 miles of the border and have only been in the U.S. 2 weeks or less, not 2 years. So in other words, this change will likely lead to a larger number of migrants removed from the country without a hearing. The Washington Post reports the Trump administration says the change is going to help deal with the backlog in immigration courts and free up space in detention centers. But the ACLU plans to sue, saying the rule change is unlawful. It was one of the largest protests ever seen in Puerto Rico. As expected, hundreds of thousands of people shut down a major highway there and paralyzed much of San Juan. The protests lasted well into the night last night, when police then began firing tear gas and rubber bullets into the crowd to clear the streets. Protesters are still hoping to force Governor Ricardo Rossello to step down. Remember, people are angry over leaked messages that show the governor saying vulgar, offensive things. But the AP reports protesters now say it's more than that. They're also mad over how long it's taken to recover from Hurricane Maria, and they're not happy about the island's weak economy and reports of corruption. But Governor Rossello still says he's not going anywhere, not yet. In fact, he told Fox News he will not run for re-election, but for now, he still has a job to do, that he wants to fix corruption, and that he's been dealing with, quote, the biggest recovery effort in the modern-day history of the United States. So it seems both protesters and the governor are not giving up. Stay tuned. We're set to find out Britain's new prime minister early this morning. It'll likely be Boris Johnson. He's the front-runner, expected to replace British Prime Minister Theresa May, who will be stepping down tomorrow since she couldn't get a Brexit deal done. Reuters reports Johnson supports Brexit, as in the UK leaving the European Union, but his main competitor in this prime minister race was Jeremy Hunt, who is against it. Still, Hunt has said that's what the people want, so he would still make it happen. Both have spent the last month hoping to win over the Conservative Party members who got to vote and choose the next leader. The new prime minister will have until the end of October to get a Brexit deal passed. It's the largest settlement for a data breach ever. We now know credit reporting company Equifax will pay at least $650 million. It's set to settle multiple cases and lawsuits against the company, all stemming from that massive data breach about 2 years ago now. Hackers got a hold of the personal info of nearly 150 million people, as in about half the population of the United States. Equifax has been blamed for having lax security and putting profits over privacy. Equifax is one of three major credit reporting companies in the United States, and MarketWatch reports the record settlement will go to government fines, legal fees, and to consumers. Yep, some consumers could potentially get up to $20,000 apiece. But here's the thing, you'd have to prove the breach caused you to lose that much money, and that'll be pretty difficult. Still, the New York Times says even if people did not lose money, they can still get free credit monitoring or even bill Equifax $25 an hour for the time they spent trying to protect their identity. Again, you still have to submit the claim, though, to get paid. Consumers can get more information at EquifaxBreachSettlement.com. Just look out for any scam websites that might try to look similar. The U.S. is not the only country trying to get back to the moon. India is now officially on its way to the moon as well. Space.com reports the mission started yesterday with a rocket launch carrying a lunar lander. The unmanned spacecraft is expected to reach the moon's south pole in September. No country has landed on the moon's south pole yet, although the U.S. and others are also working to get there. So far, only the U.S., Russia, and China have successfully landed on the moon at all. So if successful, India would become the fourth country to do it. A big leap forward for the country's space efforts. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor, Care of. Care of is a subscription service that delivers vitamins and supplements customized to your specific health goals and needs. And I like the process that Care of uses. It all starts with a fun online quiz that gets some information about you and your lifestyle. Then Care of provides customized vitamin and supplement recommendations, and the whole process takes about 5 minutes. I also appreciate the scientifically backed data they provide with each recommendation. No need to just guess what's best for your body. And then your vitamins arrive in these cute daily packs that I like to leave right on my bathroom counter, helping me remember to take them and making it really convenient. And by the way, Care of now offers protein powders as well. So give it a try. The Newsworthy listeners can get 25% off your first Care of order. Just go to takecareof.com and enter Newsworthy. Again, you can get 25% off your first order by going to takecareof.com and entering the code Newsworthy. Takecareof.com with the code Newsworthy. Now back to the news. Microsoft is making a big bet on artificial intelligence with a $1 billion partnership. MarketWatch reports the company is putting $1 billion into an AI startup called OpenAI. Vox reports the startup wants to build AI that is better than humans at pretty much everything, even able to reason and solve unfamiliar problems. But the website also says its mission is to make sure it's done in a safe way that helps humanity. Analysts say it could have big benefits, but there is also real potential for serious consequences if designed poorly. By the way, billionaire Elon Musk is one of the company's founders. Starting this month, the insurance company Anthem is launching a new health app, and the Wall Street Journal says it'll be the first of several apps like it expected soon. They're meant to be a place patients can schedule doctor's appointments and text with doctors, see test results, keep pictures of health issues, and even pay their health bills, all through the app. And apparently it's not just for people with Anthem insurance. The journal says even people that are not covered by Anthem can use it, which is fairly unusual. The company says it wants to make it easier for everyone to figure out what's best for them and their health and maybe save money, which of course could save money for Anthem too. Anthem is going to start testing the app in Indiana only within the next week. And after that, the company plans to roll it out to 14 other states, including New York and California. Apple just rolled out official updates for most of its devices, the iPhone, Apple Watch, and HomePod. The iOS 12.4 update for iPhones has some new features, like being able to directly and wirelessly transfer data from one iPhone to another during setup, including passwords. And The Verge reports it looks like it also has support for the upcoming Apple Card as an Apple's version of a credit card, which is set to be released sometime over the summer. As for the Apple Watch, the update includes a security fix that re-enables the walkie-talkie feature. Scientists say they've recently identified a new shark species that are glow-in-the-dark sharks. Yes, CNN says they're tiny, about 5.5 inches long, hence the name the pocket shark. They let out a glowing fluid from a tiny pocket gland near their front fins. And researchers say they also have light-producing organs all over their bodies. So basically, they glow in the dark. Experts think this is to attract prey who are drawn to light. Scientists say these mini sharks are a rare find. Only two have ever been reported. It's here and causing a lot of buzz. The trailer for the movie called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Yes, all about Mr. Rogers. The trailer just came out yesterday and already has millions of views on YouTube. Tom Hanks will play Mr. Rogers, the beloved TV host. The feel-good movie is inspired by a real-life friendship between Rogers and a cynical journalist. The film will be in theaters November 22nd. And that's it. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something new today and in every episode. And if you did, pass it on. Get at least one new person to subscribe to the show today, and you will be helping us here continue to grow our audience and inform more people, which is the goal. And remember, you can always read more about any of the news stories we mentioned. Just look for the links and sources in today's episode description in your podcast app, or you can find them under episodes on thenewsworthy.com. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.